Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to a brand new day. Today is the 18th day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful new day and we are grateful that the Lord has given us a special opportunity to be able to see another day. That's why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who is God. Our most precious, our protector, provider, is all in all. Father, I want to say thank you, for in Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and I'm wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. And, of course, if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it's time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, are you a true witness? Are you a true witness? Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 20 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 20, stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings chapter 1 to chapter 3. 2 Kings from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 5 verse 32, which says, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. Acts chapter 5 verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Acts chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. Acts chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. Are you with your Bibles? From verse 6 it reads, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said that you will receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you will become a witness. A witness produces proof. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you become someone who can produce proof that Jesus is the Savior, the healer, the deliverer, because it will reveal these divine attributes to you. Your lifestyle must reflect that Jesus is in you, because he said that people will be known by their fruits, like we see in Matthew chapter 7 verse 16. Being a witness means showing what it means to be a genuine child of God. All parties involved in a court case are expected to invite witnesses who would make statements in their favor. The testimonies of the witnesses are expected to strengthen the argument of the parties that invited them. Your lifestyle as a witness of Christ should strengthen the faith of others and not weaken it. Your life should draw unbelievers to Jesus, not push them away from Him. Your primary task as the Lord's witness is to follow Him sincerely and use everything He gives you to lead others to Him. Don't be the reason people vow never to follow Jesus, because as a witness, your life has told lies about God's nature and personality. Whenever your words and conduct speak lies about Jesus, you become a false witness. While false witnesses tell lies about what they have seen, another set of people whom Paul called false brethren claim to have seen things they have not. They act as witnesses when they have seen nothing. Paul spoke about the dangers he faced at the hands of brethren, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. Some of them came into Galatian church and wanted to enslave the true believers there, like we see in Galatians chapter 2, verse 4. They came with high-sounding opinions that were contrary to God's will. You must beware of false prophets. False brethren, because they carry a contrary spirit. They twist the message of Christ and turn the grace of God into license for immorality, like we see in Jude chapter 1, verse 4. Such fellows say that once you have received Jesus, you can live anyhow because the grace of God covers you. They also feign godliness for their personal gain. Paul warned that we should withdraw from such people, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Beloved, as Christ's witness, we must be careful that your life doesn't speak lies about Jesus. And you must also take care not to fall into the trap of those who profess to be witnesses of Christ but never met Him. Today's open level comes to the reflection that says, are you a true witness of Christ? Are you a true witness of Christ? Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open level has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.